now, it's always good to be able to report on businesses here in Suffolk that are surviving the economic downturn and continuing to thrive. We've already heard about the Wombat Car Club today. And here's another success story, Edward Hartley. They're based in Brettenham and they make, amongst other things, curtain poles and finials, those ornate things you put on the end of those curtain poles. Our West Suffolk producer, Philippa Taylor, has been to Brettenham to find out how, as well as selling here in the UK, they're also tapping in to export markets abroad.
You might not think that Russian interior designers would be an obvious target for a company making curtain poles and finials. But as Patricia Hartley explains, it's becoming one of their important markets.
We've been going over there now for the last 2 or 3 years. There's a big market over there. The Russians understand English style. Now they've got money over there. They're opening up a lot of wonderful showrooms. And we've really got some very interesting orders from a lot of designers over there who really, they know the market very well now. They understand it. It's a bit like they've taken over from what would have been the very rich Arabs sort of years ago when they came to England. Now the Russians understand it and they're buying a lot of it and they love it. So it's worthwhile going there. It's very interesting.
Edward says their most prestigious job was for the Mansion House in London.
They lost the original four-poster bed back in the 19th century and the architect gave me an A4 drawing and said, could you produce this for us? Well, as it turned out, the bed came up at about 17 foot tall. By 8 by 8, and it was all rosewood and gold leaf. So it was really quite a massive undertaking. And we did it, and we did it on time, we did it on budget. So it's probably the proudest moment of my life to have something that will probably be there for the next 2,000-3,000 years, not hundreds.
He says there's one overriding emotion when they receive an order like that.
Well, exhilaration really, because it's usually the culmination of a lot of hard work. And when you get an order and they say, yes, will you go ahead? You know, it's eureka moment. And we both look at each other and smile and say, yeah, we cracked it. And that really is, for me, the sort of the bonus, the joy of getting a decent order after putting in a lot of hard work.
The Brettenham showroom resembles an Aladdin's cave of carved and painted items.
You're looking at a vast array of finials, really, that are all made in our own workshops. They're hand-polished, hand-finished, copies of antique designs, small, large, wonderful woods. You've got American black walnut, sycamore, oak, cherry, a lot of mahogany, and a lot of decorated finials in all sorts of sizes and shapes, mostly historical ones, but and some modern ones.
As well as a small workshop on site, they use local craftsmen to produce the individual items.
Fortunately, we don't have to travel too far to find any one of 4 or 5 first-class wood carvers. And I mean, these are people who would work on antique beds, on antique pelmets, carved chairs, and they do work for us. We keep some of them in business. And, you know, it's such a pleasure to do business with people who virtually live on your doorstep. And they're all master craftsmen.
And while the majority of their work is produced in wood, they also offer designs in metal.
Yes, we use a local blacksmith who does all our work. It's all handmade and hand-wrought. Through that, we got a wonderful job recently for English Heritage for Dover Castle. They've done a major refurbishment there. And we supplied a lot of curtain poles. They wanted them to look like sort of 9th century poles. Didn't quite, but that was a very interesting project. And we did lots of interesting, unusual things for them, specifically for them, to their specification. So it was, yeah, fascinating.
Patricia says so far they haven't been too badly affected by the recession.
We've got some very interesting orders coming in. Big projects, probably not quite as massive as last year, but certainly haven't really noticed it. And in the early part of the year, I was beginning to think, well, what recession was that? You know, there was a lot of work going on. So it's not really affected us that badly. Being small, we can cope with it.
Patricia Hartley, Managing Director of Edward Hartley, based in Brettenham here in Suffolk. If you want to see what they do, you can go to their website, www.edwardhartley.com. EdwardHartley.com. And don't forget, if you know someone who's doing well, do get in touch with us.
The Crunchbusters are here on the Mark Murphy Breakfast Show. BBC Radio.